This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
What is the most expensive material thing you've ever seen? The most expensive mansions and palaces, cars and private jets, gems and jewels? What about the most expensive thing that is intangible, like happiness, relationships, or good health? A man who lost his sight said he was willing to pay everything that he had in order to have it restored. And a woman whose husband died after 40 years of marriage said nothing could replace that love. She would be willing to pay anything. What are you willing to pay for the thing that you value most? The Prophet ﷺ said, أَلَا إِنَّ سِلْعَةَ اللَّهِ غَالِيَةً أَلَا إِنَّ سِلْعَةَ اللَّهِ الْجَنَّةِ Indeed, the merchandise of Allah is expensive. Indeed, the merchandise of Allah is paradise. What is Jannah? What does it do for you as a thought? What emotions come to mind? And oftentimes, what do you think about when you think of Jannah? Is it something physical and tangible, or is it intangible? We find in the Quran hundreds of references to it and to the afterlife in order to motivate, to provide resilience, strength, confidence, courage, comfort, healing. And at the end of the day, it defines what it means to be truly successful. فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازَ Whoever is moved away from the fire and entered into paradise has won, has succeeded. That is the ultimate success. The question is, how much are you willing to pay for paradise? A few reminders every single day will help you a lot in your journey towards Jannah, but cutting off those reminders puts you at risk. And remember this, the pleasure of what is forbidden here in this world is nothing compared to the pleasure of Jannah in the afterlife. And the pain of self-discipline in this life is nothing compared to the pain of regret and consequences in the next life. So from this life to the grave, and from the grave all the way to the gate of Jannah, glad tidings, glad tidings, glad tidings to those who know the truth and follow it.